Highbridge, a division of Recorded Books, presents What to Do About the Solomons by Bethany Ball. Read by Kirsten Potter. Chapter 1. Guy Geffer stands in the field. Now it is just a question of what to do with Guy Geffer. For extra money, he works in the evenings to frighten the birds that eat the crops in the fields around the kibbutz. At night, he hunts the porcupines, the dorban, and sometimes the tiny kipod, the hedgehogs, with his brothers. But now, people think he has gone mad. Before harvesting season begins, Guy Geffer drives his pickup truck into the middle of the wheat. In the center of the field, he arranges the sticks and branches he pulls from the back of the pickup. He arranges and rearranges them until the sun comes up. He spreads bird seed all around. The birds come from the Kinneret to the north and the Dead Sea to the south. They fly over Americans and Africans in white robes baptizing themselves in the Jordan. They come from Syria and Lebanon, but not the West Bank or Gaza, where there are no birds. Guy Geffer stands in the middle of the field and counts and names each bird as they come. A helicopter flies overhead and bathes them in a shower of pesticide. Someone calls the police. He can see them coming over the highway. He hops into his truck and drives off. For a few days, no one knows where he's gone. Later that week, a group of kibbutzniks sees him stacking cypress branches off the side of the highway on their way to Hamat Gader, the hot springs. "Come on, Guy, come with us," they shout. "Leave the bush in the ground and the sticks on the trees and take a rest."